When Lieutenant Laz Ojeda of the Coral Springs Fire Department arrived at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, the student that was brought to him was in bad shape. She was pale, barely responsive. The team that found her initially thought she was dead. Because first responders thought she was younger, Ojeda was told to take her to the trauma center where pediatric gunshot wounds would normally go, nearly 30 miles away. But Ojeda had a hunch the girl was older and needed closer emergency care. So, Ojeda told reporters, he gave her a sternum rub, a painful knuckle to the chest to elicit a response.
They go, hey, how old are you? No response. Second sternum rub. Hey, how old are you? She came around. She told me she was 17. So at that point, I looked, we're going to North Broward. It's only 10 miles away.
Maddie Wilford was shot at least 3 times in the chest, abdomen, and arm. At the press conference at Broward Health North, she sat flanked by her parents as doctors described her injuries and the care she received. Maddie needed 3 surgeries in 2 days. Maddie's mom, Missy Wilford, said her family felt the prayers of friends and strangers. Maddie thanked the officers and first responders and doctors.
I was sitting on my couch today just thinking about all the letters and gifts everyone has given and just like all the love that's been passed around. I definitely wouldn't be here without it.
Maddie was discharged last Wednesday, 1 week after the shooting. She's carrying some shrapnel from the bullets, and the doctors say she may have trouble writing with her right hand for a while. But she should be able to return to school next week. I'm Sammy Mack in Deerfield Beach.